Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Oh my, now I'm here at last. The best time, always gonna be the best.
Hey, Lucky here. It's the Pat and JT Podcast.
Pat and JT Podcast.
It's Pat and JT. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Thanks for listening. Rate, review, and subscribe to our podcast.
Absolutely. And thank you to Centris Federal Credit Union. Always there for you if you're thinking about changing banks. It's really simple. I did it a couple years ago, and they made it so easy. And once you do, then you've got a banker in your corner, like local banker, like, right? Not just somebody who, they may live here, but they work for one of the big box banks. But instead, this is really a community bank, and they do take care of their customers first because they're part of the owners, right? So choose a credit union that understands it's bigger than a transaction. It's really simple. You can learn more by jumping on their website, and I have no disclaimers to throw in there.
None. Wow.
None.
That's awesome. CentrisFCU.org, or you can call them at 402-334-7000.
So I don't have any major updates when it comes to the Royals, except people commenting that the king, they were happy to see the king out, but no sign of Kate yet.
And no word, nothing?
Nothing, nothing. No, of Will's either, which I still think is weird.
Yeah.
But yeah, there hasn't really been a whole bunch more. I think it's it's just a bunch of people stirring the pot right now when you get in the middle of one of those rabbit holes that are full of the Royal watchers. So you got the Megs crowd, and you got the Kate crowd, and you got the Royal lovers and the Royal haters, and oh my God. So just stay out of it right now, because there's no news. So they're just making up some stories. Diddy, still not much, no arrest. Nothing new there. I don't understand what all is going on. It's like some people are mad because they did the raids saying they're just looking for stuff, trying to build a case. In my head, I'm thinking, it'd be kind of hard to get a search warrant and just say, hey, we just want to go poke around a little.
Yeah. You got to have enough to like get a judge to sign off. And I get it. Them looking for more evidence, but they have to have something in order for them to go in there like that.
They've got to. And there's
maybe it's not enough to arrest him yet, but it's enough to at least get a search warrant.
Exactly. There's one report that came out yesterday that was quoting a former FBI agent. And he was kind of talking about what was going on, just a 50,000 foot view, so to speak, you know, of like the big picture. But he said, really, they are closing in. Since they did the raids a week ago at two of his homes, they say that right now he won't be able to buy his way out of this, number one, which has been maybe the pattern before, when something got close. Because remember, he has the fixer.
Yeah.
And when anything ever got sticky, it was always call so-and-so. That's the guy. Call him. He'll take care of everything. And more stories are coming out about some things that happened in the past. The story about somebody getting shot at one of the studios. And the next thing you know, it happened out in the street. Mm-hmm. And Diddy wasn't there. And now they're realizing, okay, that was fake. And then there's some other stories that are coming out too. But he isn't arrested. He's still in the country. He's on Instagram.
Right. And he posted right on Easter, like happy Easter from blah, blah, blah. His daughter, picture of his daughter.
His daughter, Love. He posted a picture. Yeah. And it's
of all things, you are in the middle of this and you're worrying about sitting down and tweeting something, especially that. That's like with the Travis Kelce thing, the Easter tweet. Like, why put that out there with everything going on with Travis Kelce? It's all positive stuff, but with Diddy, it's all negative stuff. Why even post?
I think it's an arrogance thing. I think it is really he does not, in his world, this is not going to happen to him. Like it's still not taunting. I don't think it's just, but almost, it feels like he's almost laughing at anybody who's trying to take him down. And so he's posting stuff, and I don't know. It's just crazy. It really is. And I was looking at this other story that Homeland Security investigations, some of the agents that raided his property, so that they what they're looking at is not just trafficking in people, but guns and drugs as well. And he said that he's had civil lawsuits and he's gotten rid of those by paying off people in the civil lawsuits, which is sad, but that happens probably more often than we'd like to know.
Yeah.
People see a way to get some money, and maybe it's more money than they could ever get if they win the trial, and the chances that they win are maybe not really good in their favor, right? You know, so they go ahead and just take the settlement. We need somebody. There's got to be somebody that goes after him that's not in it for the money.
Mm-hmm.
That really wants the justice.
Yeah, and has a lot of money, because yeah. It takes a long time and be drug out in court and be really expensive.
It's crazy. It really is. So anyway, so that was kind of all there was. I mean, there isn't a whole lot more out here. Oh, there was one other thing, a little controversy going around. Beyonce's new album. So one of the songs on the album is Jolene, which is a Dolly Parton song. And
did I hear this correctly, that Dolly like is in support, like, hey, I love it, love it. Was she, I saw, I don't think she was interviewed, but I saw a quote on something that Dolly was in support of this, like liked it.
Let me look real quick here. Dolly, Beyonce, Jolene. Da, 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 da. So she says, I just heard it. See, the reason why this is a deal is because it's not the same song. Beyonce, they rewrote it. They completely rewrote it. So she originally wrote this song in 1973. And Dolly Parton said, I really like it. Boy, she's really given her some trouble. Something like that. Like, it's like they pumped up Jolene, and now Jolene is apparently a 2024 version. I don't know. So 50 years later, here's the new Jolene. And it was really interesting. Somebody did a breakdown of the song, and they said, okay, the original Jolene, I'm begging you, please don't take my man, Jolene, 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 you know, don't do it just because you can. And let me find where did I have this? Hold it. I got to find the other lyrics.
The brand new version of the song.
Basically. The brand new version then goes like this. So Beyonce says, I'm warning you, don't come for my man. Don't take the chance just because you think you can. Right. So immediately there's a difference in the approach. The use of the language is way less passive, whereas Dolly begging, don't take my man. It is interesting, this breakdown, because I'm like, wow, this guy, it was a man. He went really deep on this. And he's saying, you know, it was basically a married couple, and she's saying, hey, Jolene, young thing. And in the song, they describe Jolene, you know, it's beautiful and eyes and hair and young and all this other good stuff, right? So it's a couple that's been married for a while, and it's a young woman who's flirting with her husband. And I have some problem with the fact that basically she's blaming Jolene if her husband leaves her, because that absolves him of any responsibility. So I have a problem with that. But as the guy said, let's be honest, most men are two drinks and a wink away from destroying their lives. And I was like, okay, that's funny.
That is funny.
Maybe there's some truth in that. I don't know. I'm not going to say it's for everybody, but in general. But anyway, Beyonce's version then gets really heated in the next verse, where it talks about your beauty is beyond compare, with flaming locks of auburn hair. This is Dolly's version, ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. So instead, Beyonce says, you're beautiful beyond compare, takes more beauty and seductive stares to come between a family and a happy man. So she's basically like, you don't have it. Says the games you play are nothing new. So you don't want no heat with me, Jolene.
Heat.
She threw that into Jolene. Heat. And then the best one to me, well, there's two of them, but this one goes back to the chorus. I'm begging you, please don't take my man. Please don't take him just because you can. Beyonce says, I'm warning you, woman, find your own man. I'm still a Creole Banji bitch from Louisiana.
No. Oh, man.
Like, oh, God. Okay.
People I haven't, you know, anytime I get online and I see somebody talking about this album, they absolutely love it, but they're always, they're Beyonce fans anyway. But I mean, this is just a weird version of it.
It's just, it's, I think for a lot of people, it's the first time they may have heard the song too.
Yeah. Oh, you know, I'm sure. I mean? I'm sure. Yeah. And it's like, if you're going to redo a song, if you're going to cover a song, cover a song. Like, it's a classic, but yeah, I get it. If people haven't heard the song's 50 years old, people haven't heard it the first time, then they have no clue.
They don't know how much has been changed. Mm-hmm. And this version of it, absolutely fine, but it's not a remake. It's the same music.
Yeah.
It's the same tune.
Yeah.
And her name's still Jolene.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, so there was that little to do. And other than that, I guess I have questions because I saw a post on Facebook and apparently there is a group that's getting ready to meet coming up in May, and it's called the Mrs. Roper Romp Nebraska Chapter.
Mrs. Roper Romp? Like Three's Company Roper?
Yes.
What is that?
It's coming up in May. I don't know. It's an event. There was an Evite. There was a post. It was being spread around. There's like 50 people going already. And there's a Nebraska chapter of the Mrs. Roper Romp, whatever that means. But there's a picture of all these. There's like 50 women in this picture, and they're all dressed like Mrs. Roper.
Oh, that's amazing. Big hair and that,
yes,
the house coat or whatever.
The I don't even know what you call those. Not a
caftan or no.
A caftan.
My is God, it a caftan? How the hell do I know that?
How did you know that?
I have no idea.
Here, let me send you this if you want to include this picture.
Okay.
As we sit here speaking this morning, I'm going to drop it here in our chat. Or do you want it? I'll just put it in here. I think this would be good, won't it?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe not. I'll put it in Teams.
Okay.
So you've got it. Because I want you to see this picture because I think your honest reaction to this picture is going to be very important to this conversation. There you go.
Okay. Let's see what we got.
Mm-hmm. The Mrs. Roper Romp in La Vista. Sunday,
oh, that's amazing.
May 5th.
There's a whole bunch of Mrs. Ropers. And is that, and there's, I see a couple dudes in there, and are they, that guy in front kind of look, maybe could be Mr. Roper, but the other guy is like a mix between Mr. Roper and Mrs.
I know.
Roper?
Some are cartoon Ropers. Some really went full on, like they blew that's the doors fun. Off. It's fantastic.
That is fun.
But that looks hilarious. So yeah. I don't know who y'all are, and I don't know why I've never heard of this before. It's it looks like it's anyone is invited. It's going to be at Nebraska Brewing. Just going to throw it out there. This is, we have no connection to this, but it looks like a ton of fun.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah.
We could be the unofficial sponsor of the Roper Romp, Mrs. Roper Romp.
So there you go. So that's what we're doing in Nebraska. While the world is burning.
We otherwise call that stick our head in the sands and pretend nothing's going on.
We'll just continue doing our shtick. Hey, we're whatever, good. So, whatever. So that's all I got today. It's really kind of limited, but did a little bit of something there.
Sure. Mm-hmm. A little meat on the bone. Sometimes you don't need all the meat. Just a
light
meat.
Lunch is good for you.
Yeah, that's right. Just breeze through it and get ready for dinner.
Yes.
All right, you guys. Thanks for listening. Rate, review, and subscribe to our podcast. Appreciate it. Have a great one.
Pat and JT Podcast, a Huda Media Production.